Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. Welcome, welcome to another edition of the Yehuda Project. Glad everybody could be here today. You guys know what today is. Oh, my gosh, we have made it 9 months. We are 9 months away. It is unbelievable. Wow. What can we say on that? I know everybody got something to say tonight. I know everybody that's been listening has something they want to say tonight about how they feel about this whole thing. This is a day when, like our kids say, we get turned up. Well, we know we old people, so we don't do that too much stuff. But anyway, we're going to get excited about what we get and where we're going. This is amazing. Hold on. Let me get Brother Donia on the line. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, Brother Donia. How are you today?
Shalom, sister and family. I just wanted to say we're in the single digits. Did you ever expect to even see us in the single digits?
No.
But my heart is broken, man, today. Now for the last 4 to 5 years we've been talking about the Exodus, the second Exodus, you understand? Mm-hmm. And 16:19 to 20:19, you understand?
Yeah.
There's a brother that I generally take his, he's a very, very astute young man. He knows the scriptures up and backwards and forwards, you understand? And he had the audacity to tell me that this captivity that was spoken of by the Most High to Abraham, you understand, was the captivity of Egypt. And I just could not believe that. I don't believe that now, you understand. And he went and gave me, brought a whole lot of scriptures and this and that and other, you understand. And he's a fast talker, you understand. And so, mm-hmm. I don't believe that at all, you understand, because one thing that I'm finding out now, he's talking about that after the 30 years, we was in Egypt for 430 years. After the 30 years, that's when the bondage started for the 400-year period. I just can't get that through my head, you understand, because the Almighty said he didn't even mention 430 years. He said we will be enslaved for 400 years, you understand? Mm-hmm. That means from day one to 400 and the 400th year, you understand? It never mentions anything about any 30 years, and then we be captive, you know? It doesn't say that at all. And then he brought me a lot of other little scriptures. I'm heartbroken because I generally take this brother, you understand, and listen to him, and he gives facts and figures. You understand what I'm saying? But I just couldn't, I can't figure that out, you understand? You know, it doesn't ring in my ears as being factual, you understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, and we left off saying, you know, I left off telling him, we're going to have to see, you understand? You know, it's going to have to play all the way out, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now we got nine more months in the single digits. I'm so happy about that.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it's so, and you know, and it's so many, I see you, Eric Code 832. It's so many people that have that same concept, and we have debunked it over and over, and the math don't even add up. So, we just debunked it over and over again, and they're not the group that the Most High is talking about. So, you know, we just have to keep it moving and not let that get you upset, because this is the time where we are getting ready to meet our Elohim, and everything is going to go the way planned. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I believe that when he told Abraham that he spoke of, didn't he say in a land, a strange land?
Yeah.
Absolutely, he said that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So now, right, so now when they went into Egypt, it was not necessarily strange to, like, Jacob.
That's right.
and his sons. Okay, they knew
That's
of
right.
Egypt. Now, maybe their offspring didn't, but, look how long they were there before, you know, a Pharaoh that did not know Yosef started making them like slaves, okay? So it's that's, I think it's two different, and the Bible speaks of the two different, you know. One where it's about 4:30, and then, you know, the one relevant to our ancestors and us today is the one where, you know, by ships into a strange land.
Absolutely.
You know, and see, and we would serve their gods and this Christianity crap and blah, blah.
Well, one thing that I'm going to call that brother back, you understand, tomorrow, you understand, because what he said, what it was said is that our forefathers did not know those people. You understand? That's one thing. Then he said, you understand, we went into captivity by ships. You understand? We went from one side of the continent, from one continent to another continent. That was the land that our forefathers did not know, and the peoples. You understand? So I have to bring that to his attention. You understand what I'm saying? You made a valid point. Appreciate it.
Your mic is open, you're on the air.
He will have found it himself.
We have to realize also that we understood the Egyptians and they understood us. He told us we were going to land whose language we wouldn't understand, and it was harsh. And we walked into Egypt, the first one, but this one we came across the ocean.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And we go through this all the time. We go through this all the time because there's so many people out there that are still not wanting to accept this. And there's so many teachers that don't want to accept this. And the way I sum it up is it's not for you then. If you don't see this, it's not for you to see. We just have to keep doing what we're doing because it's a seed that's going to be able to see this and do what needs to be done.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Every time we get to the 21st of month, we ought to be celebrating. Because I don't exhaust energy trying to convince nobody. I just don't. Because either you see it or you don't.
Yeah. Well, when I called him, I wanted his view. You understand? Then he gave me all of that gobbledygook, man, you understand, and all of that stuff. And I failed to bring it to his attention that our forefathers did not know them folks, period.
No.
You understand? Our forefathers didn't know them, and we didn't know them until they showed up and colonized us and took us away. You understand? And we went in. A no people, a people void of understanding. And who is that today? You understand?
Yeah.
Who? But you know, it's heartbreaking because the he's been pretty much on it, and he's a old head. You understand? He's been around for at least 45 years. You understand? And he's been on Power Talk for at least 10 years. You understand? And it just seemed, I wanted his view because I wanted to see, make sure that I'm, what I'm saying is correct because I want clarity. You understand? I don't want to be talking out the side of my neck. You understand? And misleading people and stuff like that. So I wanted his view. And he come telling me about 30 years. And after the 30 years, that's when the captivity started. Then he said, then it escalated. You understand? That ain't what the Almighty said. Period. It started to escalate. You understand? It never escalated. It was always what it was. Of course, it escalated further, but we was living in a harsh environment from day one.
Hey, guess what, Brother Donia? That's why they're not gonna be there. I know you want them to be there, and I know you want them to get it, but it ain't for them to get it. And every time we go through a anniversary month, they come up with the same thing every month, and it ain't for them to get it. They just won't be there. You know, and it's a good thing that they don't want to be there because, like I said, we need people that are going to be there that knows what it means.
See, another thing here, too, is that I asked him, you understand, because, I started questioning my thinking and my understanding. I said, oh, man, maybe I'm wrong. You understand? But I know I'm not wrong about this one, man. I might be wrong about a lot of things, but it's so plain and obvious to me, you understand, because the Almighty said that he was going to bring a people down on us that have no understanding, void of understanding, and and they was going to punish us for 400 years. And our forefathers didn't know it, didn't know them folk.
Nope. Never.
I gotta call him back, man, because I didn't bring that point. Go ahead.
I said we didn't know, but guess what? We're here now. We got nine months left, and we're getting ready to do what we need to do and make this happen. And it's a blessing to be able to know that we almost finished with this thing. We got 9 months left, and
that
all those Hebrew Israelite teachers who don't believe it don't come. Temple is that. Stay home. Don't speculate. Just don't come.
Yeah, that is correct. I agree.
And we will be just fine. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's only going to be a remnant anyway. You understand?
Yeah,
you know, when it's all boils down to it, it's only going to be a remnant of folks that's going to accept the Almighty's way. You understand? Now, I got a lot of things that I'm going to go back with him tomorrow. I got to do it.
Have you?
You understand? Because I'm telling you, I was questioning myself. I said, I might be wrong. Listen, because I trusted his understanding on a lot of issues. You understand what I'm saying? And all of a sudden he come up with that one. No. You understand?
You're going to say that about a lot of people. You're going to be like, oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no. That's how it's going to be. You're going to have to make up your own mind and be sure in your own mind and do what you need to do.
You know, if it didn't say that we were going to be chastened for 400 years and our forefathers did not know them folks and he was going to bring a people down on a no people void of understanding, you understand? If it didn't say that, then maybe I might have to reiterate and rethink my thinking. But it said that, you understand? And then it also tells us in Deuteronomy we're gonna be brought in here by ships.
Mm-hmm.
We never went by ships. You understand? And also we knew Egypt. We knew them folk. Abraham was in and out Egypt, man, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, no question about it. I think it's a beautiful thing. Hold on, let me open. Sister Mazia, go ahead. Your mic is open.
Shalom, shalom. Brother Donia, you know you have to trust the Most High and quit trusting man now.
Yeah,
you know you have to do that.
Yeah,
Stay with family. Stay with family now. You argue with these people and you can't argue with them. You gotta let them do what they do.
Yeah, I gotta let it go. You understand? I just wanted to, the reason why I'm calling them back is because this brother, I trusted his readings because he brings facts and figures, dates and times. You understand? So I kind of, understand certain things that's coming from him. But when he started to tell me that the 30 years didn't mean nothing, but the 400 years meant something. See, the Almighty never said anything about it. It ain't 30 years, period.
And he don't make a mistake.
And one thing we know about the Creator, he don't cut he don't bite his tongue. He tell you just what it is and how it goes. You understand? You know,
okay.
He said our forefathers did not know these folks. You understand?
But like you said, Brother Donia, either he gonna get it or he won't. But like I said, we had 9 months now. And I mean, for me, I'm loving the Most High more than getting to know him a whole different level. Just to understand how much he loves us. Oh my gosh, I feel so loved by him because I now understand so much more. I understand the cost. I understand the penalty. I understand. I get it. I'm just like, I can't wait for him to turn and face us, to a certain degree, because I know he's coming with wrath, but, you know, to be finally back with him is just,
hallelujah.
You know, you just don't have the words, you know, because we don't have, I realized, you know, based off of what we talked about this past week, I realized, no, we don't. We don't have to raise a stick. We don't.
That is
when
correct.
We get into the proper understanding of what we mean to him and what we need to do is follow his laws, statutes, and commandments, we don't have to do, because he's going to, he has angels that he can deploy to your side. I mean, this is big, way bigger than what we really, really imagine, what
that
we really,
correct.
Really understand. And I think, I hope and pray within these 9 months that everybody else can come under the understanding to know what we really mean and, you know, denounce what the adversary is putting in our minds and, you know, trying to get us distracted with, because there is nothing else more important than being there at the prayer of repentance. There's nothing else more important. Hallelujah.
No.
Hallelujah.
That's where I have been for the longest, too, is to try to get people to understand how important we are. I mean, I know we've been sitting in these places and we've been at the bottom for so long, but we are the key to it all. And when you understand that, the apology that he deserves, the things that we need to talk about when we get there, and don't forget that when we come together this weekend, we're going to have that meeting this Saturday. This Saturday after class, we're going to meet about the program. We're going to have our initial meeting about the actual program. So if you're planning on being in Washington, D.C., and you want to be a part of the program, this is when we're going to have this meeting, is on Saturday after class. Probably be Saturday around, I want to say about 7 o'clock, because we don't want to hold it. It won't last longer than an hour, but we want to at least start the talk on how the program is going to go. If you want to do something for the program, this is the time that you come. We're going to have it on the same number that we have our class on Saturday, so we don't have to give out any different numbers. The same number for the School of Knowledge on the Saturday, and we're going to have it at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can all come together and figure out how the program is going to go. You know, what we're going to say and how we're going to do it and what time we're going to kneel and synchronize our watches for the people that are in different countries and for the people that are coming in from different countries. I'm still waiting on the approval letter, but the last time I spoke to the Capitol Police officer, she said we shouldn't have any problems. She didn't see where there was going to be an issue, that everything seems like it's a go, but I don't want anybody to make any hotel arrangements or flights until we have that paper in our hand. That way we don't have any issues, but we can start planning for the program, because this is going to be phenomenal. I'm telling you, all over the world, people are going to be watching us, all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Everyone gets that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I was finished. Go ahead.
Okay. There is a site on YouTube. It's by the Judean Myshela, Myshala. The title of it is Some Africans Don't Want Black Americans to Return. So if we think that 2019, there's a young lady from Africa, that this this young lady, the Judean Myshela, had her on, and she was very expressive. And she let us know that what she wants from African-Americans is for y'all to invest so we can finish build. Because, you know, y'all return on the money is, and she was trying to figure it out in her money. But we are not welcome because we are not African. Our skin might be the same, but we are not true Africans. We're not part of them. Oh, she went on and on. She let us know. So
you know,
when you get a chance.
Go ahead.
Look that
up.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Look that up. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the video. I didn't listen to the video. But see what they, you know, a lot of those Africans and the prime ministers and a lot of those different nations. I mean, different nations in Africa. You understand? They don't want us over there. They just want the money. You understand? And
yes.
Anybody in their right mind is not going to give up no money just without no input. You understand? For sure. I wouldn't do it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so so the thing is with me is just that, you understand, we got, you know, see, right now, you understand, I'm affiliated myself with a few of those brothers that's in Africa, that came from America, that's traveling back and forth, you understand, Seth and a bunch of other brothers that I know here, what's his name, and I made mention to them that the solution to Africa and the world is righteousness, and righteousness is Yah, and we are the people, we are the children of the Almighty, so we are under the righteousness, and nothing will prevail, nothing will come out of Africa unless they have righteousness. They got too many corrupt institutions and peoples. I just seen on YouTube where one of the prime ministers in Africa, one of them guys, kings or whatever in Africa, has accepted Jerusalem, Netanyahu, to be a part, has recommended Netanyahu be a part of the African Union. You understand? So I told, you know, I made mention to them brothers, man, that if we could get them Europeans out of our lives, we can solve all of our problems. You understand? But as long as we keep that diverse entity in amongst us, you understand, we're going to have all of this stuff. And the only way that that's going to happen, it has to be by the great destruction that the Almighty put in place. That's when righteousness is going to say, going to excel. I relinquished the mic.
All right. Yeah. Anybody else that want to push one, please feel free to do that, because we're going to talk about
the 9 months
we have left. Yes, ma'am. I hope that we can talk about our 9 months that we got left and what we're going to do during these last 9 months, and how do you feel about these 9 months we got left. You know, some kind of way we end back up on Africa. Every time we have a show, and I'm not blaming anybody, but let's deal with us right now, because we are dealing with this whole topic of this show is 9 months away from the curse being ended. That's what this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be a celebration, a solemn moment that we reflect on the time that we've been here. How do you feel about the closer we get? Is there any change in your feelings? Is there any change in, you know, how you feel about what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Or is it something that you feel like we need to do when we get to Washington, D.C.? Can we talk about that?
Okay.
Because some kind
now,
of way
you
want
to talk
always
about that.
End up on Africa. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You want to talk about that tonight or on
yes,
Saturday?
Yes, ma'am, tonight. We're 9 months away today. Today is the 20th of the month.
Right.
So this is our 9-month anniversary.
Right.
Okay, Sister Yaina, you understand? You break the ice and start and give us something to work with, because I don't even know what the you understand?
Okay.
We already know that there's a, you know, that we must repent and seek the Almighty and turn from our wicked ways and pray and ask the Almighty for our to get us out of this mess that we in, you understand, that we put ourselves in, you understand. After that, I don't know what else to say.
Okay, let me ask you this. What do you think when we, you know, what kind of prayer do you think we need to pray? Because we're not going to pray the same one we've been praying. That was just for now. So we need to come together and we need to bring a prayer together. You know, I already have a brother that's already decided to step up. He's going to lead us in prayer. I think what we should have some poems being read. We need to reflect on some of the things that we've gone through in this country. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to Martin Luther King this morning, getting dressed this morning. You know, and I was listening to all the I Have a Dream speech, and that was perfect for that time, because the Most High used him to spearhead us to now. You know what I'm saying? And all of the things that they had to suffer during that time, not even knowing they was under the curse, and all of the things that they had to go through. And now, knowing what we know, You know what I'm saying? How we can reflect back on yesterday and walk our way all the way up to today where we are right now. The 9 months, having 9 months left to really think about all of the murders and the killings. You know, do we take a moment and we reflect on all of the people that have been shot down in the street? I mean, you know what I'm saying? The brutality that we've had to experience, you know, the separation that we've had to experience, you know, just all of it. Hold on, let me start. Area code 919, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code
919? No.
Maybe they didn't want to talk, I don't know. But, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, understanding, you know, how our ancestors was water hosed and dogs unleashed on them and just all kind of things. I was just thinking about how the 60s were, and I was born in the 60s, you know, but the closer it got to the 70s, you know, how we had to experience racism on a whole other level. Our children don't even understand because our children
now
are growing up in a society where they don't even get it.
Not only that, the children don't understand. They got some of our brothers and sisters that's my age that was not involved. I mean, they don't recognize the slave. They don't have that understanding of what we went through. You understand? They don't. You understand? I mean, look at how many people that we got in those Congress, in Congress and the Black Caucus, the Boule, who those people right there have no concept of the slave trade and what we went through and how horrible it was. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if they did, they would have a different frame of mind. You understand? Right now, they're all right with America. I was just listening to John Hendricks Clark, and they had a conference in 1968, I think. You understand? And them guys don't even understand the slavery period. They accept the colonization. You understand what I'm saying? They doing pretty well. You understand? And they can't understand why everybody ain't doing pretty well. You understand, you know? So, I mean, it just doesn't stop with the youth. You understand? We got people my age, 75 and up even, you understand, that have no knowledge of the slave, of what actually happened. Hallelujah.
And how do you feel about that? I mean, you can only speak for your generation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We have different generational barriers here on the our generational sections on the show. You know, some people are in their 70s, some people are in their 80s, some people in their 60s, 50s, 40s. It's all kinds of age groups on this line. You know, how do you feel about that at this present moment? You know, what would you say to our Black people if what we're doing right now is going to be watched by the whole world? What would you say to him?
Okay, my concept. I'm gonna give somebody else a chance in just 1 sec. My concept is that understanding, since I've understood what the scriptures have said to me and read to me, you understand that it's only gonna be a remnant of people. And you can talk till you're blue in the face, but when a person's mind is made up, there's nothing that you could tell them, period, at all. I sat up there and listened to them guys, them reverends, Al Sharpton, you understand, and a bunch of them other reverends up there talking, you understand, and their mind is already made up. There's nothing that you could tell them, period. But then again, you understand, you understand what I'm saying, that sometimes, so you got to keep talking because somebody might hear something that will make a difference in their understanding. You understand? But most of them guys don't have no concept. They blocked you out when you first open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Somebody else?
Today at 4, when we got down to pray and thank Yah that, you know, the ninth month,
right.
What entered my mind was 9 months. That's time enough for a woman to have a baby.
Yeah.
And then I started to think, and I said, I remember during pregnancies, you know, the closer you get to that delivery date, how
yes.
you don't feel well and you don't rest very well. Your sleep is not the same. And you just get to the point where you just can't wait for that date. Said, what's going to happen to us?
That's
what's
going to
come up between now and even August, September? You know, we don't know. We don't know. We know that it's close, but what's going to happen within this next few months? And I don't know what except to ask y'all to please, please draw me closer and closer to him so that the focus will be on him and on the day that he turns and faces the nation of Israel. That's what I'm praying for all of us, not just myself, because it's just awesome, and yet it's a bit scary because we've never experienced that in our lifetime. So, you know, I'm just praying that we all just, no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, just keep our minds focused on Yah facing us as a nation.
Hallelujah. You know,
that's
that was
powerful.
Yeah, that was a powerful analysis. I really like that. You understand, when you brought the 9 month period between the baby, you're miserable. I don't know nothing about how a woman feels or what's name, but I've seen my wife, you understand, for seven babies, and it's a miserable time. You understand?
Yes.
I can understand us being, you understand, undecided and undecisive in all of our decision making, you understand, and we all over the place, you understand, you know, and but then after that 9 month period and the baby is delivered, man, you get a sigh of relief. Hallelujah.
A sigh of relief. And that's what we're doing, everybody. We are, you know what, we birthing a nation. That's gonna be we are birthing a nation. When we
Hallelujah.
That is exactly what's getting ready to happen, and I'm so glad you used that, because that is exactly what we're doing. We are birthing a nation. You know
Hallelujah.
What I'm saying? And the Most High is going to turn around and face the people as a nation. And that is hurt, you're miserable, you're uncomfortable. You're your first baby, you don't know what to expect. You have no idea the pain level you're getting ready to go through. It's going to be all kind of stuff thrown at you. You got all kind of stuff going on inside your body, inside your mind. Everything is happening at the same time.
That is correct. That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And I love that analysis.
No, it really is. That is really true. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, y'all. You know, I've been real quiet when it comes to that, and a lot of people say, well, are we doing anything? Anything going on? And I tell them, this is the time you have to reflect. This is the time, you know, we can wait. Something is really getting ready to change. Not so much our location right now, not so much our situation where we're in, but any time that the Most High turned around and faced us, then something's getting ready to change.
Oh, absolutely, and
he's,
you know, and like I said,
captivity right before your eyes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like I said, when I spoke to that brother, you understand what I'm saying. I have to use my own analysis also, but and I'm getting it from the scripture. You understand? It says that we can't turn. I mean, we can't turn to the right or to the left, no matter what we hear. That because he made it sound so, you know, so. Not no matter of fact, but he was made it so sound as though he was right and I was wrong. You understand?
Yeah.
So I can't turn. And from what I believe is going to happen in the you know, in these last 9 months. You understand? But when you told me, when you made mention of that analysis about them 9 months, that's sensitive for me.
Yeah, the baby, like she said, we got to birth a baby. Area code 337, Brother Leonard, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that renders recompense to his enemy. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she She was delivered of a man child. Who have heard such a thing? Who have seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as she travailed, she brought forth her children.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You go for it. Praise the mighty God. You know, and some people just think, you know, it's a simple old prayer. No, that ain't what it is. That's every time. Let me tell you something, and I keep saying this over and over and over again. Every time the children of Israel were had they back up against the wall, whether they were right or wrong, when they got together in a consensus and decided to go before the Most High, do you know who answered them every time?
That is correct. Absolutely. And we were foolish enough to go and do it again and again and again 13 times.
He came to their defense or sent
somebody
to their defense.
The Almighty is not going to give us this opportunity ever again.
We won't never have it. We will never have this opportunity and never no more. This is the first and the last time we'll ever do this.
See, after this 400 years, we supposed to have grasp. You know, it says in the scriptures, it says, when we turn from our wicked ways in the land of our captivity and turn back to the Almighty, this is a captivity that we're supposed to turn back to the Almighty.
It sure is. That's what Solomon prayed. He sure did pray that prayer in the Book of Kings. He sure did. He said, when they bethink themselves in the land of their captivity, and they turn to you and they cry with all their heart and all their soul, that you would forgive them, and they turn towards Jerusalem, which is easy.
What you say? What did you say? Hallelujah.
That was at the dedication of the temple. Thousands of years ago, he knew we was going to be in this position right here. He knew he was going to be here.
That is correct. You understand? You know. I got to stop. And I think Sister LaVia was absolutely correct. You understand? Here, I was taking that young man. I mean, well, he's a young man. He's been 60 years old. You understand? That's still young. You understand? And I was taking his understanding, you understand, and running with it. You understand? When I need to be, is focused on the Almighty. You understand?
Yes,
and let him draw my conclusion for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Guess what, Brother
instead
Donnie,
of taking.
Brother Donnie, I guess what? Somebody got to lead and somebody got to follow.
Yeah. That is correct. That is correct. You understand? You know,
And you got to be the leader, and he'll be the follower, because the Most High got to trust somebody. Somebody got to lead, and somebody got to follow.
Yeah. Yeah, that is correct. Well, here's the thing with me. You understand what I'm saying? All I can do as far as my, being the leader and all of that stuff, all I want to do is give what the scriptures say. You understand? And then you can make a decision on your own, because I'm not your heart. I'm not your soul. I'm not your mind. I'm just bringing you information that you may want to take a hard look at. You understand what I'm saying? And don't quote me, because, see, that's what we do with all of these other martyrs. You understand? They say one profound thing, and then we got a whole bunch of people following them. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that. I'm saying read the book for yourself. Once you read that book, you understand, from the beginning to the end, you understand, you're going to have to read it several times, you understand, in order to grasp the concept that the Almighty has set us. Some of us will grasp it early. Some of us will grasp it later on, you understand, but you got to give yourself a chance to gain the understanding that the Almighty left on record for us to understand. Remember, this stuff was written 2,500 years ago. You understand? Even further back than that, about 5,000 years ago, during the time of Moshe. You understand? You know, so and it was left on record all the way up until now. And they tried to destroy it. They tried to write all kinds of stuff in it. But we can still figure out who we are. Hallelujah.
That's right. And if you go to 1 Kings chapter 8, I just want to read this And I want to put this on the record. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. He said, if they sin against thee, he said, this is Solomon dedicating the temple. He on his knees with his hands in the air. For there is no man that sinneth not. And if thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy so that they carry them away captive into the land of the enemy, far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captive and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and done perversely, and we have committed wickedness. He said, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemy, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gave unto their father, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Watch what he said. He said, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on thee. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt in the midst of the furnace of iron.
Hallelujah.
That was Solomon's prayer when he was in, that was thousands of years ago.
That is correct. Left on record all the way up until these days now. You understand? And it wasn't by chance that this stuff is there. This was left on record for us to understand today.
And guess what, Brother Donia? Who else can do, Yeah, somebody answer me this question. I just need the answer. What nation of people today can answer this cause right here that he's praying? What nation of people today are still in captivity?
Nobody but the Hebrew Israelites. Nobody but the Hebrew Israelites. No other nation has that opportunity. You understand? They don't have that same, no other nation, none, you understand, but the Hebrew Israelites, that the God's chosen people. That's who can answer this, that answer the call of being the chosen people. That's the only way you're going to be chosen. And I want to make this clear. It's an individual thing, because if you don't do it, you understand, you subject to bring your household, you understand, into subjection. And you know it says that one of a household, two of a city. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is that if you are negligent in your duty of bringing your family into the bond with the Almighty, you understand, it might be one person out of your family that accepts this here that will change, and his attitude towards the Almighty might change, but the rest of them might go by the wayside. You understand? It's an individual act that you must take. You understand? You must turn from your wicked way. Then you save some of your family, or you save your family. You understand? So you know that. I put that on record for me.
All right, hold on. Area code 478. Your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm on. It's Brother Russell. I'm on my way home. I'm still in the car. But what you're saying with the prayer, the input for a prayer for us, I agree with everything that Brother Adonia just said. But when it comes to us gathering together, that's something that I think we're going to take an input from all of us, a very serious input.
Of course.
You know, I don't think it's going to be one person, because I sat down and thought about it, prayed on it, and fasted on it, and started trying to write a little here and a little there. But it's going to be something that you know, I put in my 2 cents. Brother Adonia puts in their 2 cents. The sisters put in their 2 cents. Everybody needs to come up with something and put it together.
Absolutely.
Put it together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Well, see, you know, you understand, when I was talking about individual, you understand, I'm talking about, you know, we all are individuals, and we all have different plights that we went through, all different type of things that we did, you understand, and we all have to repent for those particular things, you understand, that we did. That's not to discount the fact that we must come together and pray in unison. You understand? That has nothing to do with it. You understand? But we have to pray. When we pray and we ask for forgiveness, we ask for forgiveness for the sins of our fathers and the stupidities that we put ourselves through. You understand? In the land of our captivity, we have turned. We got to recognize and turn from our wicked ways individually. But we all must come together and pray. You understand? At the same time, asking Almighty. You understand? For all.
Yeah.
All of those things, man. I can ask the Almighty for individual prayer for Sister Yaina, Sister Lavia, Tania, and you, my brother. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but it's totally. I got to ask for myself. You understand? I got to. You understand what I'm saying? I hope y'all understand. I botch things up talking.
Yes, no, we do get it. We understand, but you know, it's just like this is where the talk starts. This is where it all starts. This is the whole. Let me say this again: the whole world is getting ready to be watching. You know,
okay.
And Brother Yerushalayim, you told me that. You said, "Yeah," and I don't think you know. I don't think you realize how serious this is and how serious this is going to be. And it just seems to us like a simple prayer, but the whole world is getting ready to be watching. Even though there may not be no news cameras there because we didn't ask for all of that. This is between us and our Elohim. And believe
Absolutely.
Me, everybody is going to be watching.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody. You know, and that brings me to this point here, too, is that all the earth will know that he is the true and living Elohim because they're going to see of the magnitude of his power when he brings out people back from the four corners of the earth. That's when they're going to say, you know, they say all the time, I mean, it's written in the scriptures, you understand? Who is the people that got God so nigh unto them that when they ask for something, he gives it to them? Who is
He's
that?
Right there. That's right. That's us. That's us. You know, and it's going to shut down, a whole lot of things spiritually because, you know, for a long time, they have been, and it may not be anything that you can see with the natural eye, but from a spiritual standpoint, when he turns around and faces Israel, that's going to be a change in our life. You know what I mean? And whatever he decides to do, whether he decides to show up, he decides to give us a sign, if we don't get nothing, we still know that the time, the curse is over with in his eyes. It doesn't mean that we packing up and leaving the next day. It doesn't mean that. We still got to go back and go to work. But the Most High promised us, and he keeps his word. He keeps his
word. You know what it means? You know what it means, Sister Yaina? It means that we are fully covered by the Almighty Yah. Remember the time of Joshua. You understand? Joshua was told to Joshua that he tell the people that be strong, be of good courage. Do not be dismayed from what these folks got or what they look like or how, you know, what it is. You understand? And guess what? That's when our courage, we stood up and we conquered. You understand? Many, many nations that was stronger than us. You understand? I was listening to a brother the other day, you understand, and he's talking about, when are we going to stand up? You know when we're going to stand up, you understand, is when we come after these 400 years and the Almighty comes back and stands, and it said in Joshua, you understand, God, our God is with us. And once we understand that our God is with us, we can stand.
Yeah.
There's nothing that they can do to hurt us, period.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's what, and then 1 Kings chapter 8, chapter 8, verse 53 says, he said, for thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance. Do you know he separated us from all the whole, you know how many people is on the earth?
That is correct. You understand?
That he separated us from all the people on the earth, that we are his inheritance.
Yep. That was so exciting for me, and I the fact that Joshua said, man, be strong, be of good courage. You understand? Don't be dismayed. Your God is with you. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And guess what?
Hallelujah.
They stood up and they conquered. And in some cases, they didn't lose a man.
That's right. That's true. That is so true. Because the angels went before them, and they was wiping out thousands of folks. They weren't even playing. The Most High had to tell them, stop. He was like, stop. Don't kill nobody else. Guess what? Because he said, your enemy will be my enemy, and your friends will be my. That's God talking. That's y'all talking.
Hallelujah.
Said, your enemies will be my enemies.
You know, it's such a power. We have such a powerful, powerful God. I mean, he is our Elohim. No other nation can make that claim at all.
Yes.
He's our God. You understand? He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he told them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Sometimes I get off the beaten path, man, and, I trusted that brother. You understand? Because I listen to him frequently. You understand? So sometimes I get off the beaten path. I cannot get off the path. I got to stay in the middle of the road and gone. I can't go to the left or go to the right. I got to stay.
Yeah.
You know, if I talk about trusting in the Almighty, I got to trust in the Almighty. What am I talking about?
Yes, that's what he said in Exodus 23:22. He said, if you faithfully obey him, I will be a fierce enemy of your enemies. All nations, for the whole earth is mine, and you shall be to me a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
Hallelujah.
We can ready to go back there. We can ready to go back there. We're on our way back to what he wanted us to be at Mount Sinai in the first place. We're going all the way back to be able to be what we were supposed to be and not found out in the first place.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what, sister? You're making some valid points here. It's because, see, he's seen us at Mount Sinai. When Moses went up, received the law. You understand what I'm saying? He looked down and he said, man, your people is going astray. They crazy as hell. I'm getting ready to give them everything, and they go on a straight. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's seen the nature of our people. We are gullible, and we can't stay focused on one thing. You understand? Unless it's and he's seen this, and he said. Your people is going astray.
Yeah. Your people.
And that's the same time that he said, man, I'll make a nation out of you. And Moshe stood in the breach. Huh?
He sure did. He said, if you're going to kill them, block my name out the book. I said, the fuck? Take my name out the book. That's just crucial. But guess what? All of that was leading up to right now today.
That is correct.
All that was
absolutely
up to right now today, because the Most High knew they weren't going to do right. So he had all
that is correct.
He wrote the end from the beginning, so he knew that we would be here today. And the Most High is allowing us to do what we're getting ready to do in 2019. He's allowing this to happen because guess
that
what?
Is correct.
I believe he wants to hear his people cry out. I believe
do you
he
wants
to hear
he
us cry out.
Do you see what he did, Sister Yaina? You understand? He said in Genesis, You understand? That he brought a people. He said, I'm going to bring a people down on you from afar. So he must have knew all of this stuff was going to happen. In the,
he knew
you,
it.
You know.
He knew it.
Huh?
He knew it. He knew it. He knew it. He knew it. He knew we was gonna, where we was going to be. He knew where we was going to stand. He knew we was going to cry out and call on him. And I just know that he's going to be there to hear that. You know, and like the brother said, you know, remember when the brother called last week and he was like, I just can't believe that the angels would disobey Yah. I just can't believe they would disobey. And when you and it's almost like, why would they disobey an Elohim like that? But when you understand the compassion that our God has, you know, he has to he has to have a compassion that supersedes anything that we can imagine, because he gave us the human compassion. And in order for him to give us that, he has to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. That is
the emotions and the feelings and the, you know what I mean? I mean, when I read the story and I realized, I broke down in tears. I said, we hurt him. I said, we really hurt him as people. He has feelings and we hurt him. He gave us the best of everything, and we walked on him and embarrassed him in front of all the other nations.
That is correct. You understand? We stepped all over his integrity.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just one time. 13 times for sure.
No,
no,
no. You know, we hurt him. We hurt our God. And the fact that he even cared enough about us that we even sitting here still saying that out about that we even alive, it's a miracle. That's
hallelujah. Yeah, we've done enough to him, you understand, that he could have smited us off the face of the earth. You understand? But because of the promise that he made to Abraham,
He
saved us alive. You understand? And this is what this captivity is all about. It's for us to return to our God. You understand?
And understand what love is all about. Woo!
Yeah.
That's a love that we don't really understand. You know what I'm saying? That he said, I ain't gonna do it for you. He said, don't think that what I'm doing is for you. He said, but for my name's sake.
That is correct.
I'm going to do this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It don't have nothing to do with you. You know, it ain't that you deserve another, but for my name's sake. Because I got to clear up my name. Y'all made my name look bad. I stepped in on the other guys and delivered you, and you made me look bad. I cried when I really realized what we did and how we messed up. And that he cared enough about us that he let us know you hurt me.
Yeah.
That's the God of the universe.
And we got an opportunity of a lifetime, Sister Yaina. We can come back. He gave us the opportunity to come back to him. To return. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what this captivity is about. Us returning.
Yeah.
You understand? Us acknowledging that we were wrong. Our forefathers was insane when they did that. And you know what's so ironic? You know what the irony of it is? That the law was in the land when they went astray.
They sure were. They sure did. Brings tears to my eyes. Well, they sure did. You know what I'm saying? But he knew they was going to mess up. That's why it's so important that 2019 we be there. That's why it's so important. The whole world is watching. That's why you got people from all the other nations standing up now. Talking about we Israel too. Even people from the other nations is talking about they Israel. We Israel. No, we Israel. Everybody said, "What a real Israel!" Please stand up. Somebody just tell me where Israel is. But the Most High know His people. And He said,
"That is correct."
Who are called by my name, my name.
Hallelujah.
Would just
that is correct.
Humble themselves
absolutely.
And pray. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're doing. We're doing
and,
that.
And guess what? He said that he was going to bring his people back from the four corners of the earth. Now, they could say, we're Israel. We're just that another. We're going to see who Israel is.
Then
they got the Australians talking about and they white as snow. You understand what I'm saying? Talking about they Israel. They the tribe of blah, blah, blah. You understand? Whatever they decided they want. They coming back to the Almighty said that He knows His people. He's the one that that put us in this predicament. You understand? I'll go so far as to say, and I put myself out there like this, you understand, is that even though we've cohabitated with all of these other nations, the Almighty know who he going to bring back. And he talking about his people. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's something. It's, when you really understand who he is, when you really understand what it costs, like the lady said, like Livia said, what it costs, who he is, what he sacrificed, you know what I'm saying, and what he went through, and that the fact that he's been away from his people all this time.
Mm-hmm. He's giving us the time to make that decision, yay or nay. And there is no sitting on the fence, no gray area.
This is the last time. Now, all I can say is this is it, people. It will never be another time like this. You will never get this opportunity again. You can miss it if you want to. You'll never get this opportunity again to be able to come together as a people and repent.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's the point that I was just getting ready to say. You understand? And it's a simple process. He ain't asking us to pick up no weapon. You understand?
Nope.
He ain't asking us to rebuke in no kind of way. He said, all you have to do is turn from your wicked ways, pray, and seek my face. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's simple.
And repent.
That's a simple process.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Almighty got to do? His job is hard because he got to fight back all of these old crazy nations, you understand, that want to proclaim to be the Hebrew Israelites and who are stuck in the land who have taken over our land. You understand what I'm saying? And who have put us to natural hell on earth. You understand? He got you don't want his job.
No, sir. Because all he told us to do is repent. Come together and repent and cry out and call. It's my people who are called by my name.
Hallelujah.
Who have humbled themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will they hear from heaven and then will I heal their land.
That's correct.
It ain't everybody. Everybody can't do this. So if the Most High has opened up your understanding, consider yourself to be blessed.
That is correct. It's got to be in your heart.
Many are called. The scriptures say many are called, but there are only a few that's been chosen.
That is correct. Ooh. Absolutely. Absolutely, positively. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you made a valid statement a while back. You said that some people are fired, but he keep them working.
Keep them working. The Most High, for he the only employer that'll fire you and let you keep working. And that is the truth. You saw what he did to Saul, don't you? He had already replaced Saul. Saul didn't even know it. He had already ordained that reed. Didn't he?
That is correct.
So you had a natural king, and you had a natural king that was in office, and then you had a replacement that was spiritually ordained king by the Most High that was ready to go in office, but they both was king at the same time, and one had been fired and didn't even know he was fired. You
knew
he
was going
to come on here for real, and he was still operating as king.
That is correct.
I do not never want to be in that position. I want to be on the right side of Yah. Always.
And you made another valid point, too. You understand? Woo. I think this came from Solomon. He says, you said that Solomon said that he's been young and he was old, and he never seen the righteous forsaken. And see,
That was Dawid. I thought it was Solomon.
Yeah, that's the point, place, the position that I want to be in with the Almighty. You understand?
Yeah.
I want to be righteous. You understand? But I don't want to be overbearing with anybody. I just want to be able to say, they got Proverbs, they got Ecclesiastics. You understand? I want to be able to espouse some of those ecclesiastic things, you understand, and keep it moving. Exit stage left.
Yes, sir. Area code 774, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. I see you, 702. 774, your mic is open.
Shalom, family. How's it going?
Shalom.
I just wanted to piggyback off of something you said, or you read earlier, and I wanted to read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is real consistent with, you know, where we're at today and what happens to us, you know, when we mess up. You know, and so it says, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chastise him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. And so that's where we're at today.
No,
our forefathers is at. That's the covenant he got with us. He said, I ain't gonna throw you away, but I'm gonna send somebody to come and get you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, y'all. Because he could have. You couldn't, Brother Kevin. He could have.
He could have, but he got a covenant.
Yes,
he got compassion on us because of Abraham, because of his promise to Abraham. You understand what I'm saying? Because as a peoples, we screwed up big time.
You sure did.
But because of Abraham, you understand, he has compassion for us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Area code 702, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. 702, we can't hear you. I'll put you back on mute. But, yes, this is a powerful moment. It's a powerful time. And like I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. When you look back on it all from the time they stepped off the ship, and you know, you look at the little hut that they all were piled into. You know, all the 20 people lived in a one-room hut. You know what I'm saying? Half of them didn't have shoes. They didn't have adequate clothing. You know, they was treated like animals. They was counted with the animals, and they worked from sun up to sundown, constantly wondering when was that going to be over. And they didn't even realize we was on a 400-year stretch. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that was horrible, Sister. I'm telling you, man. You know what makes what brings it home for me is that they was wondering when this stuff gonna be over.
When is it gonna be over?
You understand? And each day they had to do the same thing. You know, get up early and be late. Ooh.
Yeah.
And be decent. And I know each and every day they wonder, when is this gonna be over? You understand? What did we do?
Ooh. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And don't we say the same thing now? When is this going to be over? How much longer do we have in here? And we've come a long way from the stuff that our ancestors have had to endure.
But it
is the punishment of Yah. We can't hate nobody. We can't hate the other nations. We can't be mad at them for what Yah used them to do, because it was his punishment.
That is correct. We didn't learn nothing from all of this stuff that we went through. And it breaks my heart to see that all of these dignitaries, you understand, that's all up there in Congress and all of that, they just can't see it. You understand? And the Almighty don't let... I guess it's because, you understand, is that somebody has to be punished.
Yeah. Many are called, Brother Donia, but it's only a few that's chosen. You know? Many are called, but it's only a few that's chosen to be able to see what this thing really is. And what I love about it is it ain't about a Messianic thing. It ain't about a non-Messianic thing. The Most High is using all of us to get this thing done right here. He said, I'm going to show my power in this thing, and I'm going to show you how this thing is done. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's a nation. He's birthing a nation of people. Like the sister said, we got 9 months. It takes 9 months to birth a baby into this world. We're at the critical stage right here.
Absolutely.
Critical.
That's Absolutely. Absolutely, you understand? We never thought that we was gonna get to this point, man. When we started out 5 years ago talking about the Exodus, you understand? I never even fathomed nine more months. I never even fathomed that.
No, sir. We got 119 episodes. We have done 119 episodes of this show.
Hallelujah.
The Most High has used us to do 119 episodes of this show to be able to get the people ready to be able to do what we're getting ready to do right now.
Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Blog Talk.
Blog Talk.
But we've talked about this on other program, other venues. You know, the class and everything.
Yeah, the world is watching. The world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of Yah. The earth is waiting on us.
That is correct. Absolutely.
The whole earth is out of court.
Yeah. That is correct.
Waiting on us. Waiting on us, people. Is waiting on us. Like I said, we got to get ready. Saturday after class at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to come together and put the program together. You know, because we got to start from the beginning. And we got to work our way all the way down to 2019. And it's a lot of information that we're going to have to acknowledge and give a shout out to, because we have been through a lot. We have fulfilled that curse in Deuteronomy 28. Yes, we have. Yeah, he didn't lie. From the hangings to the lynching to the raping to the all of it, all of the things, from the taking of the houses and the land and all that, we will have fulfilled that right there.
Absolutely.
You know, and we still here by the grace of God. Grace is come, I'm telling you. It's a compassion we don't understand. Woo! The love that surpasses all understanding. It's a miracle.
We're on our way back to the wilderness. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Understand, to be purged, you understand, to purge out the rebels from amongst us, you understand?
Yes, sir.
And to be cleansed by the Almighty, you understand? You know, it's just a powerful, powerful thing that the Almighty, that our God has seen it. Well, he's seen this long time ago.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing, man. You know, we could sit up there and say that he didn't know what he was doing, you understand? Or we can rebuke if we want to, but all of this stuff is unfolding right before our eyes.
Yes, it is. You better say that. You better say that again. I mean, for real. Everybody's sitting on the edge of the bed or on the edge of their seat like, wow. You know, he said, every time I say it, he said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm
that
like,
is correct.
Wow. You know what in the world is getting ready to happen? You just sit back like, wow.
You know what makes it so fascinating? What makes it so fascinating for me, Sister Yaina, is that he chose us to be his people years ago. I mean, centuries ago. You understand?
Yes,
millennia ago, he chose us to be his
people. Yes, he did.
That's the fascinating thing of it.
It is hard for people to believe, but guess what? We the people. Y'all, I tell you, we the people.
That is correct.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
That's all I've been saying is hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
It's got two videos that came out this morning that go right along with this class. Is one of them is the Israelite pillar of fire is back, and then the other one is Trump return, they put a decree out, Trump return the children of Israel back home.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Okay.
We're going to definitely look at it. We definitely going to try to.
Is that a YouTube presentation?
Yeah, both of them. They go right along with what's being said right now, and they came out today.
Oh, okay.
And we guess what? We thought it was going to be President Obama, and it wasn't. He's the right person. He's the right man for the job. And all I can say is thank you so much for being obedient to what the Most High has called you to do. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty
God.
Hallelujah. Because y'all going to have his way, and he said, my word will not come back void. And we thank God for it. We getting ready to see some miracles happen right now, real quick. And it's going to happen so quick. Everybody's like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. There ain't going to be no wait a minute. You got to make your mind up. And be like, well, it's been fun, y'all. You can have my clothes. I'm going to leave the key in the car. You can have the house and all the stuff that's in it. I'm out.
I know that's right. The keys is under the mat.
That's what I showed you and told you. There ain't nothing else I could do. I got to go.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And if you ain't willing to turn around and walk away from it right now, you're not worthy to be here because you got to be able to drop it at a dime and be able to leave.
That, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You do. And they say, well, wait a minute. Well, where you going? Well, I told you I'm going. I'm going to go be with y'all.
Yeah, Moses told them, tomorrow we leaving. Y'all better make your mind up.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Say, well, tomorrow's over with. I'm gone. And the Most High might give us a chance to say a day to say, okay, this is the day. And I'm leaving Friday. This is my last day. I'm saying all my goodbyes, and I'll see you. And everybody, all the ones that's on the fence, going to be sitting around contemplating, well, should I? Or shouldn't I? I just got this new job. Man, I just bought this brand new car. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not
going. I just got a new boyfriend. I don't want to leave him. You're going to have to make up your mind.
Absolutely.
It ain't going to be no thing. Everybody got to make up their own mind. Every man got to be persuaded in his own mind what he's going to do.
That is absolutely.
This stuff is getting ready to fail. The Most High said this nation is going to be judged, and his word does not come back void. It don't.
That is correct. Oh. And he says what he means, and he means what he says. He didn't stutter.
You
understand? And he didn't stutter. You understand? And he always he says what he means, and he means what he says, period.
Yes, he
does. You understand? There's nothing,
yes, he does.
You know, I mean, he don't go back on his word. That's what I want to say.
Oh, don't. What he used to say, Brother Donnie, he never come to say, oops, I made a mistake. I got to do that over again.
That is correct. He never did that. Nowhere in the scriptures can you see where he said that.
I ain't never read it. So I'm going to trust him. And like I said, whatever he says do, I'm doing. If he say Yaina is to the left, Yaina is going to the left.
Absolutely.
I've already made that up in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody try to keep me from going, somebody that I'm going to pray and ask the angels to come and release me, because I'm out. I'm gone. It's been a long time coming, and I want to see Yah. I want to have the opportunity that our ancestors had when we was at the base of Mount Sinai. We getting ready to do that one more again. You know,
absolutely.
And we got so comfortable with this place because of the, you know what I heard on the radio the other day? I meant to bring this to you. I was on my way home from work the other day, and I heard D.L. Hughley and some of the others this is what they asked the question. If African Americans were to leave America, what would we take with us? And I said, where all this coming from? Hold on. What's going on? What about it? You know? And they were just making conversation, but the fact that that was a topic of conversation, that is like, oh, we have to take football with us, or oh, we have to take this with us, or oh, we have to take that with us. You know, but the fact that they said if African Americans were to leave this country, what would you have to take with you? So they listen. They listening. And it's a bird going around. Believe me, they are.
Yeah, I think D.L. Hughley, I think he's a fool, too. I believe so.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. You understand? Because
well,
he's stuck on this.
Gonna use who they're going to use. You know how that goes.
Yeah, he's stuck on this society here, from my perspective.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why they didn't pay. Of course. But it's all going to work together for our good, because guess what? Y'all can use him, too. He don't even know he's being used, and y'all can use him. Some stuff can come out of his mouth that he wouldn't even know was coming for the benefit of the people. Because guess what? All things work together for the good to them who love y'all and are the called according to his purpose. And the scripture say, and we know that all things work together for the good. So, you know, all the participants and the players are in place. And whether you believe it's been scripted or not, everybody being used for y'all's purpose, everybody. And we're going to get where we need to go. And the ones that ain't, they just won't. Like, what did you tell me? Either you'll get it or you won't. Then you tell me that one day, you say either they'll get it or they won't. I mean, you know, it's simple as that. Like I said, if you like the big houses and the cars and the TMZ and all that stuff running behind you taking pictures, then stay here.
But, Sister, you understand, the thing is that, is that they ain't going to have no alternative, sister. This place going to be tore all up, man. It's going to be tore up, man. The Almighty didn't say there was going to be a great destruction, just all willy-nilly, and don't commit that it's going to be a destruction. It's going to be a destruction like no other, you understand? So they ain't going to have no alternative but to accept righteousness. Now, whether they accept righteousness in their heart, that's another story.
That's true. You know, so I agree with you 100%. I just wanted to say, you know, I think that the show has turned out to be exactly what we wanted it to be, talking about our experience here in the United States, and to think about. We put some things on the table, but really think about it and do some research as to what our ancestors went through when they were here. If you're in another country, do research about what your ancestors went through when we come together, because we're going to come together on Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to put the program together or start to talk about putting the program together for 2019. And think about the things that we want to shout out when we get where we're going so that we can repent for the things that we have done. And you know, really give it some thought. And so we can make up every 20th of the month, we got to birth this baby, like the sis said. Every 20th of the month, we got to get ready to birth this baby through, and we're going to birth this baby because it's necessary, you know. So I don't want us to keep, repetitively going over the same things over and over again. If anybody else would like to push one before we dismiss, or you have something you want to say, now is the time to do it. If not, we're going to stick with the people that we have already, and we're going to dismiss and leave it on a positive note. So that we, because I feel energized. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel energized. I feel excited and all of that. So I'm gonna call your area code and you give some encouraging words before we dismiss the call. So is there anybody else that would like to say something? Please push one. We give you a chance.
I just want to say this, Sister Yaina, if you got time. I really must commend you, and I really believe that you are for our people. You understand? Because you've been sticking with this thing and you've been talking about Hebrew Israelites, you understand, since I've known you. And it's been about 5 years, you understand? And so you've done a magnificent job. And I would not, I'd be remiss if I didn't compliment you on your, what you've achieved. You understand? You've gathered the peoples as best you possibly could, and you talked about reestablishing ourselves and becoming a nation. You understand? And I think that that's a magnificent thing. Hallelujah.
Don't make me cry, Brother Donnie. I all praises to the Most High Yah. I'm just trying to be obedient because I want to see this baby birth. I want to see us in Washington, D.C., in all white linen with blue headscarves on our head, and the men and all the women bowing down. I want to see us do that because I know what's going to happen. I already know what he's going to do. He's getting ready to show up and show out just on our behalf. I already know what he's getting ready to do. So that is all praises given to the Most High Yah, because I've learned something in life, and I've tried to carry it with me as everywhere I've gone, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just believe that. I'm like you, I don't want to mess up no more. I'm tired of getting beat. I don't want no more whoopings. I'm tired of all that. I want to do right.
That is correct. And we, you know, once this captivity is over and we are back in our land, you understand, you know, we're supposed to have 1,000 years of righteousness. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And see, this is the Almighty that's putting this all together. This 1,000 years of righteousness. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You know that right there. You know, and the whole earth at that particular time will be under righteousness. Righteousness
yes,
cannot reign if evil is still in play. You understand? So
that's right.
You understand? That's what this great destruction is all about. You understand? We got so many diverse understandings. Woo wee. You
yes,
understand?
Sir.
Enough to make your head spin around.
Yeah, sure. That's right. That's right. But you know, you just want the Most High to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's it. I want to make it. I want to make it. I do not want to be like Moshe and not get a chance to cross over. So I'm doing everything in my power to be able to make it. So on that note, let me go to area code 774. What would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
I just want to say positive vibes. And everybody have a good rest of the week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Area code 478.
Just want to say, you know, all praises go to Yahweh. But I also want to say, you know, I piggyback on what Adonai said, thanks. And I'm saying that to you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Area code 337. And Mike, what would you like to say?
I want to say it's all unfolding before our eyes, and just stay the course. And I want to second Brother Adonai's emotion.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Area code 540. Your mic is open. What would you like to say?
We were cursed for a time, but Yah never forgot us. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Area code 832. Your mic is open. What would you like to say? Is she still there, Sister Zaire? Your mic must be on mute. Is your mic on mute? No, maybe she fell asleep. Brother Donnie, our last but certainly not least, what would you like to say to the people?
I just want to let everybody know that just stay the course. Do not go to the left or to the right. You understand? Trust in the Almighty with all your heart and all your soul. You understand? Because he is our deliverer. There's nothing that can that they can do to us. You understand? All praises to the high and holy name. Hallelujah.
All right. And here we go, you guys. Hope you have a great week. Here we go.
That's the world.